Here's some great news. There's no need to worry about the solvency of Social Security anymore. The future, if you didn't know, is going to be lined with cupcakes and sunshine, and everyone will be happy, and they'll sit around making gingerbread houses together. The generation that has been ridiculed for being lazy, entitled, and addicted to their iPhones is going to save the day. In the event that you are not detecting my sarcasm, please allow me to be abundantly clear. I am being sarcastic, and there is definitely a concern about the future of Social Security. But I will point this out. Recently, the CEO of Smead Capital Management gave an interview with CNBC where he suggested that millennials will solve the coming Social Security crisis. Now, I'm normally skeptical anytime somebody declares an extreme, either doom and gloom or that everything is perfect. But he does bring up some good points, so on today's show, we're going to check out what he said.
Welcome to the 360 Blue Financial Strategies Show. Join us as we discuss actionable steps you can take today to gain financial freedom. Jonathan Pop, Iris Sagrado, and Glenn Steers are registered representatives offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. 360 Blue Financial Strategies and United Planners are not affiliated. The views expressed are those of the speaker as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results. Now on to the show.
Welcome back to another episode of the 360 Blue Financial Strategies Show. I'm your host, Jonathan Pop, and we are going to take a little trip down memory lane. Imagine that the year is 1999. The Dow Jones starts the year in the 9,000s. The stock market's booming, and there's no end in sight. People are buying up technology stocks like hotcakes. And a book comes out by Harry S. Dent called The Roaring 2000s. And in this book, the author predicts that the Dow Jones could hit 35,000 by 2008. And one of his reasons for this prediction was changing demographics. What he did not see when he wrote this book was the popping of the dot-com bubble. He didn't see Enron. He didn't see 9/11 coming. And he certainly did not see any problems with the housing market bubble, which would pop later on in the first decade of the millennium. I read the book in 2003, and by that time, the market had come crashing down, and the book was basically discredited, correctly so. But it all sounded good and made a lot of sense. So I learned a really important lesson, which is that just because there's a good story or something sounds great doesn't necessarily make it a good prediction. And it taught me to be very cautious of predictions, especially when they're oversimplified. And that brings me to the interview of Smead Capital Management CEO Bill Smead. He gave an interview on CNBC. He's of the opinion that the millennial generation and the generation after that are going to save Social Security, which, if you did not know, is predicted by the government to run out of money during the year 2033 and will be completely empty by 2034. And at that point, there will only be enough money coming in to pay out 79% of benefits. So this has plenty of people worried. According to the 2019 Wells Fargo retirement study, 71% of Americans indicated they are afraid that it won't be there when they retire. So if this study is an accurate representation of Americans' attitudes, then most people are concerned about this. So here comes Bill Smead. He said, quote, "Just do the math. There's 89 million millennials in a 330 million population of the United States of America. And the group behind them, this is crazy, is just as big. In 20 years, there is going to be way more payers into the Social Security system, and there is going to be way fewer taker-outers. And that problem will solve itself through demographics. Unquote. And he goes on to say that basically, as these generations grow older, their priorities are going to change. So instead of focusing on Chipotle burritos and iPhones, they'll be buying houses and cars and things like that. And they've been given really low interest rates that will further enable the millennials to do that. That sounds neat. First of all, I appreciate the fact that somebody has something good to say about millennials. It's true, this generation has its problems, but it's also true that this generation is soon going to make up most of the workforce. And the people in this generation are many of the ones in the military right now that keep us safe. They're becoming doctors, lawyers, business owners, and trade workers. In short, a lot of the bad commentary that this generation gets is just a repeat of history. The older generations always talk bad about the younger ones. There's a great movie called The Benny Goodman Story. It's from 1956. It's got Steve Allen and Donna Reed. Great movie and a great soundtrack. And it's about Benny Goodman, the famous jazz clarinet player, and how he got his big band going. And it takes place mostly in the 1930s. And in that movie, all of the older people are really skeptical of this hot new jazz music. And they looked down on the younger kids who were really into it. And isn't that the truth of every single generation? When you were younger, wasn't there someone old telling you that you just didn't understand and things weren't the same way and they had it so much better off when they were younger? That happens all the time. There's always someone older who talks bad about the younger generation. So it's nice to hear something good about millennials for a change. But what about the merit of what he actually said? I think a lot of that makes sense. I think it sounds great. That sounds like it could be a great boom for the economy. I just don't trust the oversimplification, and I don't think you should either. If it turns out that he's right and millennials will indeed give the boost to the Social Security system that will keep it from draining, then great. That's fantastic. But I would not plan on it. It's just too easy. This idea that because there are a large number of millennials and younger, they'll buy homes and pay tax and that will solve it. That's all. It's just too easy and I'm not buying it. I hope he's right here. That would be great. But it's always safer to be cautious and prepared when you're doing your financial planning. So the bottom line takeaway is, it all sounds good, I'm hoping he's right, but make smart decisions and make smart assumptions. I would not assume that the system is going to be fixed just because of the younger generations. I would assume that it is indeed going to run out of money and you should plan accordingly. That either means saving more or retiring later or retiring on less, or assuming that you might get a little bit less from Social Security. It could also be the case that you get what you're promised from the system, but you don't get it at the original age. You might end up getting it later. That would be a safe assumption to make if you're going to do your retirement planning and plan very conservatively, which I think is a good idea. And on that note, I'm going to bounce. I hope you have yourself a glorious day.
For more information, go to 360blue.com. That's T-H-R-E-E-S-I-X-T-Y, blue.com. Keep in mind that this show is designed to be educational only. The representatives on this podcast do not provide legal or tax advice. For individual guidance, please speak with someone who knows you and your situation.